Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Personal Revolution. Have you been stuck inside wondering how to take charge of your life? Is there something you want to do but haven't been able to do yet? In Personal Revolution, best-selling author and life coach Allison Task helps you take control of your life with inspiration and humor so that you move from where you are now to where you want to be and have fun doing it. It's like having a personal coach whispering in your ear. This three-month podcast course, along with bonus episodes each month, is available wherever you listen to podcasts and will help you create a clear vision for what you want out of life, removing the frustrating blocks that are holding you back, develop a detailed action plan that will drive you to where you want to be, and build a network that will help you create your future. To get more out of your experience, be sure to sign up for Personal Revolution Premium. You'll receive a personal workbook and real-time access to a community of other changemakers working towards their goals with positivity, possibility, and momentum. And, for a limited time, all of these amazing premium features are available to you for free. Download the Himalaya app in your app store, look up Personal Revolution, and enter promo code REVOLUTION at checkout to get your first month absolutely free. If you're ready to go after a better life, you're ready for Personal Revolution. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm your host, Emily, and I am so excited that you're here. We're going to be talking about how I'm launching this month, and I'm so excited for it. But before we get into it, I just want to thank our sponsor, Personal Revolution. They're an amazing, amazing podcast course from Allison Trask. It's super cool. You heard more about it. You'll hear a trailer at the end of the episode, and I truly love it, and I hope you guys check it out as well. That being said, if you're new here, hi, my name is Emily, and I have a podcast all about how to run a creative business. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur who has been in business for 2 years now and absolutely loves everything about it. That being said, we're going to be talking about how I'm launching my membership in June, aka this month. So if you guys didn't know, I have a creative template membership called the Emily Society. I feel like it's all I've been talking about recently, but it's something that is a big part of my business now and something I truly, truly love. So it's really just basically my business now, and you guys are always going to hear about it. But anyways, I am launching it this month on Friday, and this entire week I'm creating a launch. I'm doing a bunch of different things to promote it, get people signed up, and anticipating the drop of the templates on Friday. So first, let's talk about how I'm launching it and the content I'm creating to launch it. So I am doing different ways of doing so. So first, I have an email marketing series, which is basically an email series about the templates, the launch, why I created it, all that kind of stuff. So that's the first thing I'm creating. It all goes out every day around noonish, 12:34 to be exact, because that's my magic number. So that's what I do there. I'm also doing Instagram feed posts. So every day on my Instagram feed, there will be a post with either a picture or a graphic from the template membership, promoting it, talking about it, and just getting people really excited for it. After that, I'm doing something brand new that I actually haven't done in a launch before, and that is Instagram Lives. So I've kind of been slacking on the whole Instagram video thing, and Instagram is one of my big platforms, so I'm trying to make use of it by doing a live every day for the launch, or like uploading an IGTV video for the launch in hopes that like maybe it'll help people out, maybe they'll enjoy it. So yeah. After that, I am posting the videos onto my Facebook page and my Facebook group as a way to like cross promote, just because it's very easy to do that with all Instagram posts, but especially videos. And finally, I'm posting about it on like promotional YouTube or promotional Facebook group threads, not YouTube. YouTube is like YouTube videos. I am doing one of those this week. I'm not sure when it's coming out. It might come out after the launch, but yes. So I also do posts on promotional Facebook group threads, because I'm in a lot of Facebook groups that have threads weekly that are like, here, promote what you're working on. And there I go and I post like, here's my content template membership. Here's what it's for. Here's how you can use it. Here's how much it costs. You should check it out. After that, I also have some funnels going. So if you guys don't know what funnels are, basically it's a system that takes you from free content to paid content. So my free content starts with my content, basically pages. So my podcast, my Instagram, my Facebook, any of those. And from there, it takes you to a lead magnet, which is something that signs people up for my list. I have two. I have one that's a content calendar for Asana. So it's just an Asana board that you can use to plan out your content for your brand. And then I also have one that I actually launched last week on the podcast that is affirmations to make your business dreams come true, basically. And both of those are lead magnets. So people, if they like what they hear and they want those, they can go and sign up for it. Then they're added to my list. From my list, they'll be sent emails about me, about the content I create, as well as about the society, because that's something huge that I'm working on. And then by the end, I will pitch them the society, and if they purchase, then that's the end of the funnel. It's very simple. But it's taken me a long time to actually put those into my business. So yeah, those are what I'm using for my funnels. Now the graphics I create. As a graphic designer, branding studio owner, you end up creating a lot of graphics to promote what you're working on. And I kind of came up with a list, but I'm sure there's more I'm not thinking of. So keep that in mind. But the first is actually like mock-ups of the content. So all of the templates and things I created for the society, I create mock-ups of those on iPads, on iPhones, on MacBook Pros, things like that. The high-end devices that most people have and use, at least most of my target audience has and uses, as a way to show like, here's what it looks like in real life. I also then use those mock-ups on social media. Sorry, there was a plane there. I also use those mock-ups on social media through like stories, feed, that kind of stuff, and in emails. In the email going out actually Wednesday, I have each of the mock-ups displayed, kind of like what, and telling like what each of the mock-ups is and like what that content piece is. It's really cool. And then I can also add them on my website, because on the Amelie Society landing page, I actually have a rotating carousel gallery that shows off all of the content templates for the month, or like a preview of them, because I don't want to show absolutely everything and then have people just create them on their own. After that, I actually go in and I create some feed templates for, or I go in, yeah, basically create feed templates out of the templates I made for the society this month, which is something I love to do. And with that, I go and I find the templates that I made for the society and which ones I really love. And I take that and I customize it for my brand. So I add my fonts, my colors, and things like that, so I can show like how to use it on my feed. And then that leads into the next one, which is before and afters. So I have before and afters, which shows the before, like the original template, and then the after, which is how it's used on my feed, just to give you like an idea when you're looking at it of how it could look and how easy it is to customize. Because usually it takes maybe 10 minutes to customize one of the graphics, depending on how well you know the software. After that, I am creating IGTV covers, because like I said, video is an integral part of this launch. So a lot of the content for that is going to need a cover, like the live replays and things like that. So I do that. I think that's all of the graphics. I might think of more later. Who knows? But yes. Finally, what are my goals for this launch? So I try to set out each launch with like different goals for what I want to do. And my first goal is to triple my member base. So right now I have a small-ish member base, but I would like to triple it. So take it from the 20 people I have and bring it to 60, which is a big feat, but it's something I think I can do and I'm definitely set out to do. Also, make it my main source of income. Since I pivoted my business, you've heard me talk about it, I've wanted to make my my membership my main source of income, and this is my way of doing so. It's just, I love my graphic design projects, but it's hard to take them all on, so I'm doing this instead. And I can still bring and like take on graphic design projects, and I will, but not nearly as often as I was before. I also just want to create a bigger and more amazing community. My community is already amazing. We have a great group chat and absolutely love all of it, but I would love to add more amazing creatives to it and just have fun while doing so. So those are my goals for my launch, and I'm excited to hit them all. I know I can hit them all. They're very achievable. It just is a lot of work and determination that goes into it, and it's something that I am truly ready to do. So yeah, that is all of my goals. Now we're going to get into the rest of the ads, and then we're going to come back and talk about all of our other favorite topics. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Okay guys, so like I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my god, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you, this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is. This place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten two deliveries from them because I have a bi-weekly. And I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating, if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever, you can do that. They have vegetables, fruit, they even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So, like, $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So, if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly, truly amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing, check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode. This week's small creator shout out is Meg of Lemon and Birch. She is an incredible and inspiring brand stylist and designer whose creations are absolutely gorgeous. I was scrolling through her feed for probably a half an hour this morning before recording this show. I truly love it. It's absolutely incredible, gorgeous, inspiring. It's definitely one that I'm going to keep coming back and looking at and just drooling over. Like, they're so gorgeous. You can check out all of her work at Lemon and Birch on Instagram or head to the link in the description, instagram.com/lemonandbirch. You can go there, follow her, and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. Once again, this week's small creator shout out goes to Meg of Lemon and Birch. This week's song of the week is one I've been thinking about a lot recently after hearing it the other night, and it's Almost There from the Princess and the Frog soundtrack. And before you go and roll your eyes and be like, oh yeah, she's still 21, hear me out. So I was listening to the song, and something in it just, like, gave me that spark. Like, you know how you find that one thing that just, like, oh my god, I love this, and oh my god, I relate to this. This was a song she was singing about starting her restaurant and how she was almost there and she didn't have time to do anything else because she was almost at her goal. And she was apologizing for it, but saying, like, I'm almost there, I'm not going to give up, I'm going to keep working towards it. And that is such a mentality I've had, especially the last couple of weeks as I've been gearing up for the new launch. And it's one I love and will continue to love and use and support. So this week's song of the week is Almost There from the Princess and the Frog soundtrack. You can listen to it right now wherever you listen to music, or you can head to the link in the description or search on Spotify, the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. There you will find all the music mentioned on the podcast. So yeah, definitely go give this song a listen and let it help inspire you to continue reaching for your biz dreams. So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. It is a little shorter, but I really wanted to talk about, like, how I'm launching, what I'm doing for my launch, and that kind of stuff. If you guys want, like, a launch plan, let me know and I can get that to you. That being said, thank you again to our sponsor, Personal Revolution. Again, check it out. There will be a little trailer at the end of the episode right after this, so be sure to tune in and hear that. As always, links for everything we've talked about are in the description below. You can go and listen to that, find everything, find the playlist, find the lead magnets, everything. And yeah, I will be back Friday with a brand new episode. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, my name is Allison Task, and I am the host of Personal Revolution. Are you ready to be happy and do that thing you always wanted to do? Well, I am thrilled to announce that I have now made available for free the Personal Revolution podcast course. This course is based on my best-selling book, and it is now yours for free wherever you like to listen to podcasts. It includes 10 original episodes with plenty of never-released-before content, and then it includes a premium version for $4.99 a month. You will get a customized workbook. You'll get access to a private community on Himalaya, and you'll have just-in-time audio drop-ins from me again in the community on Himalaya. Just go to Himalaya.com, look up Personal Revolution, and type in revolution to get your first month for free. I'll look forward to seeing you in the community.